T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, welcome back to the MFers. Kind of just knew it was coming for Brady, didn't you?
What? Like, what did you know was coming?
Well, I think the week before, it was like Leonard Fournette running like a madman. Yep. And you were just like, all right, well, Brady's playing the Falcons this week. It's going to be like his week.
Mm-hmm. He was going to throw 4 touchdowns. Oh, wait, he threw 4 touchdowns.
51 attempts. It was ridiculous. I think he had like 18 attempts in the first quarter. You know, and you look at him and he scored. He's like 34 passing touchdowns. I actually think he's got 35. I meant rolling in whatever it was, but 34 passing touchdowns. He's got 35 total touchdowns. That's more than like half the league. So it's just the touchdowns. Right now, he's leading the league in yards with 3,700. He's got 5 games left. 34 touchdowns, 10 picks.
They're better off without him this year.
at 44 years old, he's going to win his 4th MVP.
I know. He is, isn't he?
He is.
He's going to win it. He should win it.
2 years away from New England.
Murray. Oh, no. He missed too many games.
The problem with Kyler Murray is
missed
that.
Missed too many games.
Well, he missed 3 games, and they went 2-1 without him.
Yeah.
So,
Mac Jones.
Better case if they went 1-2 or like 0-3, and it was just like, yeah, but with them, you're undefeated. One of those things.
So, Aaron Rodgers is still going to have. I have a hard time believing that they'll give it to a guy like Rodgers, you know, back to back years. I think the novelty of Brady being as old as he is and kind of proving that he's still one of the best to do it, I think I think voters would be inclined to vote for him more. Listen, and then add this to this guy's list of achievements.
Yeah.
44 years old, MVP.
I mean, I'm just saying, five to go, he's the candidate. Again, somebody could go undefeated. The Bills could go undefeated. Your boy Josh Allen could get back in it.
I would say right
now. People saying right now, like Jonathan Taylor, rather, is like behind him. But a running back's
I would say Jonathan Taylor, any backs that are, if you're a back and you win the MVP, you better have an unbelievable amount of touchdowns. Your teams better be good.
You better have a record year.
And you have to have like over 2,000 yards. Like Adrian Peterson type year, 2,000 yards. Or coming off a ACL, PCL tear, and you get 2,000 yards.
So yeah,
that's MVP worthy.
So we threw 2 touchdowns to Rob Gronkowski. That put the quarterback-receiver combo, most touchdowns by a quarterback-receiver combo in NFL history. That put them second. They passed Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates, who had 89. Brady and Gronk now have 90. That's second by a long shot, though, because Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison have 112.
They're not going to catch that. But what is interesting is that the fact that Marvin Harrison only, if you look at all his touchdowns, I feel like he only has like 2 in the postseason. It's a very low amount of touchdowns in the postseason. He's a regular season, you know, juggernaut when it comes to his touchdowns with Peyton Manning. But they're not going to catch, because Brady, I mean, hell, you'd have to average I guess he's still got more time in this season. How many has right now? He's not going to catch. They're not going to catch Marvin.
No, he's going to win. He's going to win the MVP.
He's going to win the MVP. Gronk will get like comeback player of the year or something stupid, all pro, whatever it is. It's amazing how good he is. You still wish he was here?
Who, Brady?
Would you swap out Tom Brady right now? I say you have another 2 years.
No. Because would you give the
Tampa Bay Bucks Mac Jones right now in an even swap, take over Tom Brady's contract, and give the Tampa Bay Bucks Mac Jones's?
Last year, we all admit.
What do you guys think?
Like, last year, we all admit, like, Brady wasn't going to win the Super Bowl like he did in Tampa Bay. And I've never felt like it was about, like, losing the guy. It was, who's he replacing? You know, who's the replacement? You know, if Cam Newton was the quarterback here again this year and this team was on its way to another 7-10 type of season, then I would sit there and say, this is ridiculous. Like, Brady's out there winning a Super Bowl and a fourth MVP, which he will win this year. Like, this is stupid. But you got a kid. You got a kid, Mac Jones, who I think that kind of, what, as long as that guy that comes in next is somebody that gives you hope that you think can play, that you're comfortable with move playing down the road for the next 5-10 years or whatever, then I think you should be happy and just appreciate what Brady gave you. Do you know that he's, like, on Sunday was his sixth game of at least 4 touchdowns thrown in a game?
No.
Sixth out of 13 or 12 games so far they've played. Six. Now, and the reason why I say he's going MVP, because 5 other times teams, quarterbacks have done that. 5 other times have quarterbacks thrown, you know, 4 touchdowns in a game at least 6 times in a season. And all 5 of those were MVPs of the season. If Brady doesn't win, he'll be an outlier, given that number. And I'm not so sure he's done. I'm not so sure he's done throwing 4. You might throw 7. You know, have 7 games of 4 touchdowns or more.
What is it? What's his record? Is it 51?
That year. I don't know if he's on. Yeah, he's got 35 right now. I don't see him getting 16 more in, I don't know, 5 games. He could. I know he's on pace for about 5,300 yards or something like that.
No, the record touchdown passes a single season is Peyton Manning with 55 back in 2013.
I think 50 is a hell of a number to try to get.
I think he was at 51. Yeah, Tom Brady.
He got 50.
Oh, it was 50, yeah. He threw 50. And then Mahomes had 50 in 2018.
He's got 34 right now with 5 to go. Now, of course, it's a 17-game season. So 50 is, you know, whatever.
So that number's different now.
It's a little bit different. Maybe 53 would be the equivalent. 54 would be the equivalent.
There's also a chance that Tom Brady could have a career high in interceptions. He had a really, really bad one to Marlon Davidson. Yep. The big man touchdown pick 6 from like the 3-yard line.
That was one of the worst.
It was horrible.
It was a screen, though. It was a screen.
Throws I've ever. 22 seconds to go. You're on like your 5. Like, you're winning. Like, you're up 10.
It was a screen.
But 22 bonehead. Seconds to go. Like, what are you doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah, no, it was a screen.
It was stupid what it was.
You know, just to think about, like, just how unbelievable these top 3 years are. Peyton Manning back in 2013, 55 touchdowns, only 10 interceptions. Brady, 50 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Patrick Mahomes in 2018, 50 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. So, I mean, geez, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then Peyton Manning again with Indianapolis at 49.
Well, they're doing exactly what they need to do with like an older quarterback. It's his lowest sack percentage rate of his career.
Yeah, that, when I asked you like who got sacked the most, who got sacked the most, it was Lamar Jackson. Who has gotten sacked the least amount of times this year?
The slow guy.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You want to know who number 2 is?
Mac Jones.
You're playing him tonight.
Josh Allen.
17 times. He has sacked the second least amount so far this year. I was surprised by that. Because when you look at Josh Allen, you think he kind of has that, you know, scramble, you know, panic gene in him where bad things happen. But no, he's only been sacked 17 times compared to Brady's 14, which is the lowest in the league.
Well, to me, it's almost like you start thinking about these mobile quarterbacks and think, they get out of the pocket. They don't get sacked. No, they get sacked more because they're in the pocket and they get out of it. And next thing you know, they get trailed down from behind, and it's like a 1-2 yard loss, and it clouds as a sack. A lot of these pocket guys, like Tom Brady, if he sees the pressure, he gets rid of it. He just, there you go, whatever, it's 2nd and 10.
Well, let's, I would say, let's do this, I mean, again. That's a good sign for the Bills. Like, when I looked that up, I was like, wow, is that right? It seemed odd. When you look at Ryan Tannehill, Lamar Jackson at 37, Joe Burrow 36, Ryan Tannehill, I think 33 times. Josh Allen, 17 times he's been sacked. Second lowest in the league so far.
Yeah. So, and he doesn't look like, well, he doesn't have Antonio Brown this week over the next 2 weeks, and we'll see what it's like moving forward.
He never should have Antonio Brown.
We'll see. Ian Rappaport, one source said, no decision has been made on whether Brown will return to the team after his suspension. Another said it's possible the team keeps the players, with the insinuation being that it's possible they do not. What the hell does that mean? Like Rappaport, like seriously? One said it's possible that the team keeps the player, with the insinuation being that it's possibly they do not.
See, I think what the
really?
See, the Tampa Bay Bucks are going to do what most teams I think don't have what's to do. They want to keep Antonio Brown on this team.
Yeah, because he's a good football player.
Because he's really good.
And he was
Brady,
really good for
and
them.
Brady wants him to be on the team. So can you weather the storm? Can you weather all the negative criticism? You know, and then when it's time to come back, let's just play it by ear. Like, if the temperature isn't really right, we'll cut him. But, it, you know, but if it's fine, then we'll slowly include him into the program.
All right, let's get to the phone calls. I want to go to Brian in Hartford, who doesn't like you too much right
now.
Wow,
it's a hardcore idiot.
Go ahead, Brian. Let's go.
Lou, what's going on, Lou? How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Fourier, can you please turn off your iWatch? All I hear is these stupid dings, and I know you can't even spell iWatch, so it's got to be you that it's ringing for.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's
it? I'm trying to listen to some.
How do you know it's my phone or my iWatch, which I don't have, by the way?
What are you talking about?
I don't have an iWatch. How do you know it's an iWatch? How do you know it's mine?
I don't have an iWatch.
So what else? What else is there?
Because all I hear is a ding. And
okay, so how do you wait? Hey, Brian, how do you? What? Why would you think it was mine?
Uh oh.
Because you wouldn't be able to figure out how to turn it off.
Oh, really? Is that it? I wouldn't know how to figure it out. Okay, look, I'm showing you. It isn't mine. Great joke.
Yeah.
Excellent try. It was actually Lou's. How about that?
Lou, you freaking Providence College moron.
Neither one of us have an iWatch. All right, thanks for that call.
Actually, it is my phone, though.
It's always your phone.
You know what? Here's the problem.
Whenever we interview back jokes, you never sell
it. I don't. No, no, it's broken.
Wait, it was your phone?
Yeah, it's mine.
It's always his phone.
So you just ripped this guy saying it wasn't you when the whole time you knew it was you?
Yeah, of course I knew the whole time. Well, technically, I wasn't lying. I wasn't making it up because I don't have an iWatch.
Mm.
But yeah, this thing doesn't work. Look, you know the little thing on the side?
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
He's only got one arm. I mean, how's he supposed to?
I am getting a new phone, by the way. Yeah, and I'm playing her today. Come me some slack.
Oh, we're going to cut you some slack. All right, listen, we got to talk to our guy, Levin Reed. He's actually out in Buffalo. He was tweeting about this wind and how he hasn't seen wind like this. We'll get an update exactly what is going on real quick from him. And I'm curious, Monday Night Football. I'm a guy that's Monday Night Football. I sit and watch the Manning broadcast. I enjoy that. But tonight, will I? I don't know. What will you guys, what will you decide to do? Is it Manning broadcast or traditional ESPN broadcast? We'll do it next with the MFers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Levin Reed is live at Fenway Park inside in probably the worst weather ever of an opening day morning.
Oh, no.
Levin, I'm so sorry.
You want to hear something funny? The Ducks left because the wind picked up. And then you guys come to me live and you can see what's happening right now. I'm barely holding on to this umbrella like Mary Poppins. Let's just get right to the video of the new faces that the Red Sox are going to have. A lot of new faces this season.
And the papers are soaking wet. Yeah. And they're flying out of his hand.
Yeah.
You can't. That was beautiful.
That was great.
Oh, Levin Reed. Speaking of Levin, he joins us now on the Harbor One Hotline. Levin, we were reading some of your tweets. You tell us, is it as bad as it sounds? We're seeing everybody on TV. They look miserable right now in Buffalo.
It's just windy, and I'm going to start out this conversation in the car, and thank you for making me relive my April experience in the monsoon. In the car, and now as we walk outside, you can actually hear as the wind just picks up in different areas. I mean, they were saying it was like 45 to 55 to 60 mile an hour winds. As we were driving in, there was a motorhome, Bill's Mafia motorhome, and it just got blown apart on the highway. So it is literally, like shingles were flying everywhere. It was crazy. And I mean, it's not raining. So this is a cakewalk for the kids, but it's real windy. So it's really windy out here.
Yeah, no, I saw that you tweeting about it. So just a ton of wind, but no rain. So, I mean,
no rain.
And is the wind expected to stay throughout the entire game? 8:20 to whatever, 11 o'clock?
It's funny because we keep listening to the radio to see how long this is supposed to last. And nobody's been able to say how long except for it's going to be for the better part of the game. So maybe, say, fourth quarter, it starts to die down. And it's just gusts. So there's times when you feel fine. It's like, you know, 20-mile-an-hour winds. You can stand it. And then all of a sudden, it's day after tomorrow. We're walking up a hill, you know, trying to find, you know, the Yeti. It's just so much rain. You just duck in and you can't figure it out.
So you mentioned there's no rain, but and I think the Stephen said it's going to be like 50 right now, but then come game time, it'll be in the 20s. So is it cold as hell out there too?
It's Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's cold. I mean, you know what it is. It's not as cold as it feels. Probably because this winter will get colder. Like, I feel like now it feels like it's in its 30s or its 40s, so it's not terrible. But Buffalo's cold. It's Buffalo in December, so you can't. I'm not expecting it not to be cold.
All right.
So it's not out of. I'll say this: it's not going to be as cold as it was. I felt like last week against the Titans was a lot colder, and this is not cold.
So has the wind and the cold kind of, you know, forced all those Bills Mafia wannabe tough guys, you know, into their motorhomes and into their campers to stay warm and safe?
Oh no! There are people trying to grab air now and hit the tables. What are you, crazy? people like, they've got some apparatus on there that look like they're the Wright brothers, and they're trying to grab tables. The wind is here. Make use of it. It's free.
All right, Levin. Listen, man, we appreciate the update. Don't get blown away out there, and good luck there tonight.
Thank you, guys. Anytime.
All right, Levin Reed.
All right. Well, I guess the wind is real.
The Ducks have left.
So it's like basically like 20 to 30 mile an hour winds, and then once in a while you drop back and you go to throw a pass and it just sails out of bounds.
It just takes off on you.
It's going to just take off on you.
He said you saw an entire motor, like the roof of a motor,
shingles
blow apart.
Flying up.
This is insane. So, but we're going to play
Wizard
a football
of the game. Wizard of Oz?
I'm really excited for this now.
And that wasn't a Patriots bus. It was a Bills Mafia bus. That is a direct message from Mother Nature.
And your kids die too.
Speaking of Bills Mafia, what is this? Is Nick... Nick, is this a Bills Mafia guy at the tailgate right now? Nick, what's going on? You know, with Lou and Christian.
Hey, this is Nick from the Red Pinto tailgate party. I also know it's Pinto around and Pizza Pete. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Good. So is that like a well-known tailgate? Are you like, you're a Mafia guy yourself?
We're those Mafia weirdos that squirt ketchup on the 60-year-old guy. My dad cooks pizza in the filing cabinet. We cook on the hood of an old 1980 Pinto. We've been doing this for like 30, 40 years here. Pretty well known crazy tailgate of a bunch of lunatics out here.
Doesn't look very doesn't sound very windy where you're at. I feel like this is all some make-believe story. What are you in your? Yeah, you're in the nice. You're not even outside, are you?
I'm trying to be helpful for radio and be sit in my car here.
Good for you.
I'm getting asked to come out here. Yeah, good. I'll jump out there.
How long you been out there, Nick?
We got here like 1:30 this afternoon.
Oh, okay. So you just kind of people are already camped out. They've been staying here for a couple of days, right?
Oh yeah. RV lot's been here since like Thursday, Friday, just partying.
So who brings out who throws the dildos out onto the field? Is that you or one of your friends?
I haven't even met those guys yet, but that was just two kids. It was a Halloween party, it was a Halloween costume. But that was nuts.
So do the whole like jumping through tables too? Is that like everybody do that?
No,
or is it just like a certain group?
No. If I go through a table, that's where I'm gonna live. I'm a little too old to go through a table. But I do squirt ketchup by a 60-year-old man. Once a week. That's our thing.
That's it? So the guy, the same dude every week wants ketchup?
Yep.
Squirted all over him?
Okay.
He gets a burger that's plain, and he says, hey, I need some ketchup. Me and a couple buddies stand on top of a van, and we squirt it in the air. He catches it on the burger, most of it on himself, and the crowd goes nuts.
You know, does he go to the game? Does he go to the game
afterwards
with the ketchup all over himself?
Yep.
Or does he change?
No, he changes. So it's funny. We have like the RV showers, like heated bathrooms, but we're Buffalo idiots. So he just has a bucket of water he dumps on himself and then changes his clothes.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Nick,
if you're not being crazy, you're not being real Bills Mafia here. If you do everything the easy way, you're not doing it right.
All right. Well, listen, you enjoy your night. Enjoy your night. Hopefully you lose.
Take it easy.
By the way, Bills Mafia is so serious, such a diehard group of fans that you can get into tonight's game at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park for $38.
Come on.
Oh, $38.
That's a parking pass at Gillette Stadium.
$38.
This is the biggest game of the year, according to Diana Rossini, but in Orchard Park, it's like the cost of two large
really?
Pizzas.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. I'd be careful. You never go against the Mafia.
I'm funny. How? I mean, funny like I'm a clown.
That's our girl from Friday.
Oh, wait, I missed that.
Oh, you missed a little bit. Spaz. The live spaz in Oton Sports was something special for us. I liked it.
Spaz asked this woman about the Bills Mafia, and all she could say was,
I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to f***ing amuse you. What do you mean, funny, funny? How am I funny?
What was the question?
It was about, you know, what do you know about Bill's Mafia? She just started like Bronx Tale, Casino, just started quote movies.
And again, sounds like the same girl from every other Friday.
At night, you couldn't see the desert that surrounds Las Vegas, but it's in the desert where lots of the town's problems are solved.
No, he swears it's a different person.
Oh my God.
Like he like preps them and then like they quote movies.
All right, there you have it. Levin Reed says the wind is worse than people thought. I guess it's a real thing. I don't know how you feel about this game. 617-779-7937. Sorry. Excuse me. 617-779-7937. Give me your take. A couple guys already lined up right now on what they're thinking about tonight. Diana Rossini speaking to her. She'll get an update from Buffalo. As far as the impact of this game, this is a lot on the line. We'll do it. We'll do it next.
Chuck, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Listen, I'm a Pats fan living in New York. And
this
I'm
is Christian Fourier.
Tell you, no, it isn't Christian Fourier. I'm in New York City. My name's Chuck, and I'm here to tell you that it's time for payback. You guys are due for some payback.
Are you sure?
I think it's Christian
Fourier.
Come
on, Christian. If it's you, you can do much better than that. Come on.
Oh, the good old days. The good old days. It's been a while. Sal Capaccio covers the Bills beat. He was on with Gresham Keefe, I believe, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So he tweeted out a video of the situation within the stadium here from the booth, apparently. Flags, like the goalposts, are swaying back and forth. Like it's out of control. They asked him about the wind. He said it's mostly blowing from scoreboard end to tunnel end.
Yeah.
It does swirl and move across the field as well, mainly from the Bills sideline to the pass sideline. So it's not just end zone to end zone. It's like sideline to sideline. And this thing he just tweeted, ESPN has removed the sky cam for tonight's game because of the wind. Not sure if they're going to put it back up, but I doubt it. You know, so sky cam on the field, it kind of just goes back. Get rid of it.
It is pretty hectic, though. That's been confirmed by multiple people on our show and over Twitter. But, okay, it's 4:34 right now. Game starts at 8:20. How bad do you think the wind is by kickoff? And let's just, I mean, how bad do you think it is by the start of the second half?
See, normally I would say, like, wind kind of doesn't usually die down, like, at night.
I live in the South Shore,
and it's like 100-mile-an-hour winds are taking trees out like three
That's
weeks.
That's true.
They don't have hurricanes
That's
at
true.
Nighttime.
Yeah, no.
They
don't have
hurricanes. That's true.
No, a lot
when
of times
it gets dark,
like a normal windy
afraid.
Day, it's like at night sometimes it just sort of goes away. And I don't know, meteorologist, but I'm just saying. But then again, it didn't happen 3 weeks ago because the whole freaking South Shore got blown to bits.
See, I think I'm alone on this. I am now I am really excited.
Are you? You want this type of game?
I want chaos and pandemonium.
So what do you want to get out of this game then? Just to see the true test of Mac Jones?
Yes, absolutely. Run the ball. No. I don't want to see any passing from anybody. I want to just run it. We'll have a nice 90-minute game. Christian will be asleep after post game before 1 o'clock in the morning. I just want chaos, pandemonium, stuff blowing across the field. Bill Belichick getting all angry because he can't hear his headset, so he's smashing
stuff.
They're losing play sheets.
If it is like completely out of control wind, you do have to think that helps the Patriots. You got to believe it helps the Patriots.
Well, yeah, I do think it does, but it's not like the Bills. Okay, listen, now we're 100% sure you're running it. It could also kind of fits
into
there.
But I'm just saying,
their...
like the Bills would say, I mean, would you say they're more explosive, you know, with their wide receivers?
Yep. Yeah, that's going to it's you're going to
so
find it, it's going to be hard for anyone to drive the ball on that one. But I will say this though, to opposite of what Ryan is talking about, I hate messy games. I hate, you know, sloppy games. I hate games where no one can run a route, no one can run the football, everybody's slipping all over the place. I hate the windy, rainy games in the mud.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a true, like, you can't run east and west because everybody's slipping. You can't throw the ball, like, because, you know, it's just too hectic.
But doesn't it become more of, like, a mental contest?
No, it becomes, I think a lot of it, to be honest with you, so it's now about Jake Bailey and Nick Folk.
I don't even know if the winds are like this, I don't even know what role either kicker plays.
They're going to have to kick. I mean,
the punt, no, you're going to have to punt, but I don't know what
kickers play. Yeah, you're
sure going
to have to punt. But yeah, no, okay, so.
You think you just saw
that wind?
Don't you think
the degree of difficulty? Okay,
line
you're
up?
A pitch and wedge in the wind, into the wind, right? I mean, you know how challenging that is to compensate for the wind, and you're trying to figure out. They're still going to kick field goals.
So fourth and five on like the 30. You think they're going to kick a 47-yard field goal?
On the what?
On the 30.
Well, I think it depends. Which way, you ask me, which way it's a wind blow? I don't freaking know.
The autumn wind
looks like it's swirling. Like
I don't
South
think
DiBaccio
they don't have.
Said it's like, you know, scoreboard end zone back, but it's also sideline to sideline.
Yeah, they don't have a they don't have an open end like the Patriots have the lighthouse where it's open. You always feel like there's going to be wind blowing in through that tunnel right there, through that open area that isn't closed off. But the Buffalo Highmark Stadium, it doesn't have an opened end. It's just
saw some flags going, you know, basically goal line to goal line, and then there were some blowing straight across the field. Like, how do you kick a 45-yard field goal? We know Nick Folk.
Well, maybe you don't.
Tops. Yeah, but it could be from your back, but it's also left to right.
Oh, that's my point. So
I'm not kicking that field goal.
I always thought the challenging part was when, let's say the wind's at your back. So when it's in your face, it's just really going to just kick the ball down, and you're not going to get any length out of it. But if it's left and right, I do think it's interesting how the kickers compensate for the wind. Like, if it's going left to right, okay, are you overcompensating? Like, are you, like, literally pointing, you know, hard left turn so you know that the wind is going to blow back right? If it's going back and forth, I can easily see the ball going back and forth hitting the uprights. And the uprights are moving. I mean, it is a lot worse than I thought it was. I thought everybody was, like, over-dramatizing.
I don't know, like, kickers. I don't know how confident
confidence has nothing to do with it.
Pay attention to pregame.
Confidence
has
nothing to do with
it. Guys are out there kicking field goals in pregame. And Folk is lined up from the 45, and it ends up, like, landing in the far right corner of the end zone. It's like, okay, maybe that's not good. Maybe we're not going to try that one. You know, I mean, that's what I'm envisioning, a ball off of his foot. You look and say it's right down the middle, and it ends up missing 30 yards to the right. Not because he pushed it,
I like
but
it
because
when
the wind
they,
just said, we're not going to let that happen.
I like it when they're kicking into the wind, and you actually see the ball slow down and stop and drop.
It's like hitting a golf ball into the wind.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah. So if you can, so that's, and all these guys, and that's why I think Jake Bailey, punter, yeah. Nick Folk, kicker, are probably going to end up being your most important players.
Well, that's why I think, like, this is a game, like Ryan just said it, like Bill Belichick kind of likes, like a dirty game.
Who says he likes a dirty game?
Well, I'm just saying, I think that
No, a sloppy game.
No, but what I mean is that now, does he have the quarterback?
It's a different strategy.
Yeah, does he have the quarterback that it's like, listen, like, you know, like, punting is not a bad thing. I know it's the win, but this is field possession, you know, game. We, you know, it's not about trying to do something too much, turning the ball over. We would rather punt, you know, in this win, pin them down to the five, let them make the mistake. We don't want to make the mistake. So now it comes down, this is like where I say it's like, this becomes like a mental test for both teams. How patient can you be? This thing, if it's as bad as it is, could end up being 13-10. Maybe there's no field goals. I don't know. 14-7. You know, I have no clue. Like, if it's as bad as it looks right now. But it is, don't make the mistake. Let them make the mistake and try to do too much. Maybe we get a turnover on their 20. Like, don't do anything stupid. So they have a quarterback. That's why I say a mental test to be patient, to realize, you know what, the completion percentage probably ain't going to be there. Neither quarterback is going to have amazing numbers here tonight with this kind of wind.
Well,
don't
then,
make any
then,
mistakes.
Then if that's the case, and then you know, then you would say, you know, circle gets the square. The Patriots. The Patriots,
I don't know,
would be the ones.
That.
They're the ones that don't.
You're already giving that to Mac Jones, that he's going to be able to do that?
Well, again, so if a ball gets, if he's, I say there's a difference between the ball getting caught in the wind and then somebody, you know, intercepting it because it just literally slows down because of the elements, as opposed to a guy making just a stupid decision.
All right, let's go to Tim in Hanover. Tim, what do you got here tonight? What are you thinking? Go ahead, pal.
Hey, guys, I love the show always. I just want to tell you, I got a friend in Buffalo. Talked to him earlier. The winds are going to be 20 to 25 from 8 o'clock on to 10 o'clock with up to 55 gusts.
Yes.
I just want to say about the game, I think this is going to be the biggest test for these guys to date. I mean, obviously, we've seen Brady, but that was a rainy day. He was, like, throwing dots through the guy's hands because of the rain. On top of that, Dak Prescott, that was the other big one with the two teams. And they just made so many mistakes that they, luckily, with the talent they had, they overcome it.
Yeah, that's a different team now.
I think they're going to play a great game tonight. It's just going to be tough. And throwing that ball, it's going to be no joke. My kid got news were broadcasting. He booted from Hull. He was in a game, and he kicked the ball 50 yards into the bleachers on a crazy windy game. So it's going to get taken, man.
All right. Appreciate
Thank
it
you for listening.
That really no, no, but all right, yeah, no, we'll see. Let's go to Mike in New Hampshire. Mike, what's going on? Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys, great show. Yeah. Before I get to my question, I don't know if Christian meant this, but, like, for me, when it's crazy stupid weather, sometimes the better team doesn't win. Sometimes things happen that are crazy, and the result isn't kind of – like, when the conditions are great and they're great for both teams – then you kind of know who really wins the game. I'd hate to see the Pats lose because of the weather, but I do want to get to my question. It's something I really want to know. I want to know how genius or how great the Pats organization is, because the question is, and it's hypothetical, is if the Patriots had even the first pick in last spring's draft, and they had to take a quarterback, these are the conditions of my hypothetical.
Yeah.
Would they have taken Mac Jones? Meaning,
no.
Did they target him all along? And because he is playing the best of the rookies, or did they get lucky like they did with Brady in the sixth round? That's my question. Thanks, right. Guys.
I don't think they got lucky. I mean, it's not. You know, it's funny because, like, I've heard a lot of this guy gets disrespected. He went 15th overall. Like, that's, I know he's the fifth quarterback, but he's still a 15th pick in the first round. I think if he had the first round pick, they would take Trevor Lawrence. And I think you would see him playing a lot better here in New England than he was down in Jacksonville. I don't think you can ignore the talent.
You know what? So I would say the answer is no, because I sent you this article, and the title of this article has to do with that last question. It says the quarterback and the picture superiority effect. It basically states, and I'm paraphrasing here, is that you have a predisposed bias to fat people and unathletic people. And because Mac Jones, in his famous picture after the national championship, that picture right there, because
cigar,
he looked so dopey
off,
and out of shape, that you automatically, because your bias tells you that he's out of shape, that he can't be good, you automatically avoid choosing him or dock him points because he's not in shape, like a Justin Herbert or Trevor Lawrence.
I read that. It was kind of like a neurological study.
Yeah.
Like, your eyes tell you, and it's just in your brain, and you can't give that guy credit because you can't get that visual out of your mind. But in that article, it talked about how, like, you know, the disrespect kind of for this kid. Do you think it was disrespectful for him to go 15th in the draft in the first
round? No, but when you're talking about, okay, when you – listen, we're splitting hairs here, but when you're talking about he's the fifth quarterback taken, I mean, I do think there's a significant, you know, debate you can have, you know, and the basis of it is – you know, it's this whole phenomenon that pictures and images are far more likely to be remembered than words and can significantly impact our judgment of people and places.
Yeah.
I do believe that that picture, and obviously he wasn't fast anyways, right? I mean, so he ran a 4.740. So, and you know, he played in Alabama. He won a national championship. So there are some issues with, I think, that he gets, you know, knocked down because he's just not a physical specimen.
Yeah.
He's not chiseled out of stone.
Yeah, like that spring training photo of Greg Hill in the white T-shirt. Like that one?
That one? Do we have that one?
Picture.
Yeah, yeah, like stuff like that. No, I understand
what
that.
Can we have a round of applause for the food this morning?
I understand what the article is saying. It's just that I kind of push back, and I get it. He's a fifth
quarterback. Well, do you agree with it or not?
No. No.
I do.
Do you think he went 15th because of that photo?
I do think it's part of it.
I think you went 15th because the other guys were running circles around him, just showing athleticism and speed. Like, that's it. Now, you can question whether that's a jokey way to do it or not, but I thought that there was, you know, better arm strength and foot speed from everybody else that was taken in front of him. And that's the reason why those guys were taken in front of him, not because of a picture. Because honestly, if the picture, if that article had some, you know, credibility to it, he would have went in the third or fourth round.
Let me read
because
this
of a picture. He still went in the first round.
See, no, I disagree with you. I think this is science, Lou. Okay, you're basically fighting against science.
So he went fifth because of that picture.
It says our mind. I said it's part of it. It says here's a part of it. It says our mind is full of countless biases.
I get it.
That even we're not cognizant of. While we can try to guard against them, they can still prevent us from making the right decision.
You can't
that,
deny science.
Yes. I don't think it's 100%, but I do think his looks, his body type, like, I think it was a knock against him, even though he was better suited, more talented than, let's say, four out of the five quarterbacks, like three out of the four that were taken in front of him. I think he was more talented then. Okay, other than Trevor Lawrence, who, okay, we'll see what happens with him, but Justin Fields, Trey Lance, who was the other one? There was another guy. Can't remember the
Zach
other guy.
Wilson.
Zach Wilson. He was better. He was a better quarterback. But because he poses with a cigar after a national championship with his dopey body and his man boobs, okay, he gets knocked for it. You can't erase it out of your mind. That's it. That's your science class for today.
I think it's in your mind, no question about it. But I'm not going to put it on that.
Hold on, let me give you something real quick.
Go ahead.
Science.
I wanted to mention this to you before you get to the next call.
Go ahead.
Okay, because we teased the Manning cast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We talked about the Manning cast and which one would you watch and which one are you more into? So so far they have three guests so far that have been released for the Manning cast today.
Yep.
They're going to start with, who is it, David Letterman.
Okay.
Okay, that's going to be first quarter. Aqib Talib. You asked for Aqib Talib.
I love it.
Second quarter. And then Joe Buck, which I could care less about.
No fourth quarter guest?
I only saw three
Nobody
guests that were released.
Okay,
David Letterman is going to ramble on way too much. He's going to really try to be funny. And then the Mannings are going to give you nervous laughter because it's not going
to
be fun.
I like the Manning cast because I don't, you know, you listen to a game, like I don't need the broadcast. So the interviews they have, some are more interesting than others, but I just think it's interesting the way these two talk about football. But not a Patriot game. I can't do it in a Patriot game because I like to listen to the broadcast because sometimes they bring things. You know, like what was it last year when these two teams played each other and what was it Greer, whatever his name was. Who's doing the game?
That actually, it was Brian Greasy.
Brian
and Louis
Greasy.
Riddick.
Yeah, Brian Greasy. And he was talking about the last time the Bills were playing the New England Patriots. And then he threw out a little tidbit that Bill Belichick earlier in the week, he's not buying into the Josh Allen hype.
And that's part of the reason why Bill Belichick told us this week that he wasn't buying into the Josh Allen MVP craze because he didn't see it in that first game. He said, we took care of him.
So I like stuff like that, even though Bill got pissed about it. But still, it's like, I don't think Greasy's going to do it again. I can tell you that much.
The Manning cast is to guard against crappy games.
Yes.
You get a crappy game out there, nobody's into it, it's a complete wash, it's like whatever, turn to something more entertaining. Go to the Manning cast. Will they have, like, Aqib Talib? Are they going to have, like, the bleep button, the dump button ready for him? In case he gets real comfortable.
It is interesting you mention that because the Manning cast has received several FCC complaints between Marshawn Lynch cursing on air. And then a couple of weeks ago, Eli flipped the cameras off, which you're not supposed to do on television.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're not allowed.
It is Don't ESPN Plus, though, is it not?
No, it's ESPN 2.
Oh, it is ESPN 2.
Yes.
I don't watch it.
I like it because I don't need the broadcast. You know, like you said, if there's two other teams, even if it's a good game, I'll watch the game and listen to them. As opposed to the broadcast. But with the Patriots, no, I can't do that tonight.
And am I correct, though? Aqib Talib did play with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, in Denver,
right?
Right?
Yeah. They were on the same team, yeah. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
How many Tom Brady comparisons do you think they're going to squeeze in before the game is over?
I mean, Mac Jones, Tom Brady?
No, just Tom Brady. Well, I mean, it'll be Eli probably asking Aqib to compare, you know, Tom Brady because he played with Tom. And then he also played with Peyton Manning.
Oh, I got a lot of plays, bro.
Speaking of tonight's broadcast, we have an update from Sal Capaccio. He says, and now the entire ESPN set has been removed from the visitor sideline.
On.
It looks like the group will be sitting in individual chairs just left this video instead of the big structure they're normally under. So
come
no big
on.
Structure, individual chairs.
Well, you know, we saw Adam Schefter on earlier. And I think
he looked miserable.
I think it got cut short. I think they ended it early.
They had his mic cut out. And right before that, Lisa Salters was doing an update with Laura Rutledge. She actually almost got blown over from a strong gust. You can't have Susie Colburn sitting out there. Adam Schefter's like yay big. We'll lose them. We can't have them out there.
The wind is so bad. ESPN's moving everything.
Chaos.
No on-field camera.
Chaos.
No, it's fantastic. Let's go to Matt in Pembroke. Matt, what's going on? You know, Lou and Christian.
Hey, guys, great show. Hey, I just want to ask you, Lou, if you win the coin toss,
yep,
do you take the ball?
No.
I think you take the ball because that kicker, when he goes to kick off to you, it's going to go out of bounds and you're going to start at the 40. I think Bill should take the ball.
Well, I mean, you're just banking on him kicking it out of bounds. What if he just kicks a worm burner because he knows he's in trouble? And then, like, I would rather pin the team deep, let them go three and out, and then get the ball midfield.
Yeah, but then you're relying on your kicker to be able to kick it in the
Well, you got to rely on something. You got to have faith in somebody, man.
I understand, but I'm thinking that I'm better off Mac Jones starting at the 40, hopefully, and then just having a short field than getting pinned back and starting deep.
No, I think Bill always defers.
So how much?
In the hopes that the wind dies down in the second half and gets the ball.
See, so this is from a caller, Dakota and Braintree, comes on the show. Great guy, Steve Happas. He says, and I don't know if I actually even believe him. He said that he's hearing from an unreliable source.
Unreliable source?
Yeah, can we take that seriously?
No.
Who says that?
I know.
Dakota does.
Oh, it's terrible. I feel like though people are building this up, like they should cancel the game because it's so windy. Like the league has never seen. This is the beauty of the NFL. See, unlike you guys, I hate these sloppy games. I hate when the quarterbacks can't throw the football down the field. I hate when the kickers, you know, can't do their job. I despise it.
Carnage in the streets.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I mean, it's just the game sucks.
Yeah, I just retweeted Mikey Reese's tweet.
Yeah.
The goalpost dance.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just a picture of the goalpost. And those flags are blowing left, right, left, right. I mean, it's just, it's nuts. They're not going to cancel the game.
You know the only cancel the game. Can you even name the last NFL football game that was canceled?
Canceled? No.
Regular season game that was canceled.
Lightning postponed.
That's the only way an NFL football game will be postponed or canceled.
That's it. No.
That's the beauty of the sport.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic. Let's go to Tim and Natick. Tim, what's going on? You know, Lou and Christian.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
What's up?
So, I'm thinking this game with the wind actually, I got 2 points. It actually benefits the Patriots more. Obviously, I think you're going to see a lot of Onwenu as the third tight end, kind of like that indie game way back when, and we're just going to run three tight ends and pound the ball as often as we can. But also, our play action and Matt, you know, throwing those 7 to 12 yard passes to try and negate the wind. I think that's really where we live anyway in our offense. So our offense is geared more towards the short passes than Buffalo, which obviously you've got Steph Diggs, you've got the big play receivers with Brown. So and Buffalo's running game isn't as good. So I think it's more of a 17-10 kind of game. Yep. For the Pats with you know, I don't think you're going to need to test Max arm strength. You know, our offense is already geared for those short passes.
Yeah. No, Tim, I think this ridiculous over-the-top weather, I think, benefits you. I think it benefits you. I don't know how else.
I mean, that is a good question. Like, who has the advantage?
I think it does.
With the wind.
I think they're more of an explosive offense. They rely on throwing the ball more than you do to move the football. They don't run the ball effectively. Like, you know, Moss, Breida, Singletary, they can, but they've yet to kind of commit to it. Their quarterback can run. But, you know, if you commit to the run, now it's up to them to stop you.
See,
in your short passing game, it does. It helps you out more.
It is intriguing because, you know, I want to see how he handles it. I want to see how Mac Jones handles this environment.
All right. Well, we'll get to that.
It ain't Florida. Yes. It ain't Jacksonville. It ain't Tuscaloosa.
All right. So this hour, by the way, is brought to you by Heineken. This season, Heineken delivers holiday cheer. You could win a lifetime of beer from Heineken. Visit your nearest Heineken in-store display to grab the Heineken Holiday Cheer lifetime of beer QR code to register to win. Heineken wants to make your holidays even more cheerful. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Heineken original lager beer brewed in Holland, imported by Heineken USA, White Plains, New York. You got to be 21 plus. All right, when we come back, we'll look into that. What kind of a test is this for Mac Jones, and really how big of a game is this in the whole AFC picture? We'll talk about it. We'll do it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Spend
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.